Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
He found the original recipe and he had to see if it was true.
Yeah.
The pole hammer Pozanski's lawyer, Robert Del Greco Jr.
What?
Whoa. The founder of Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah.
The founder of Greco-Roman wrestling lives
in
Washington.
You mean Robert the Wrecker De Grecker?
No, Del Greco.
Oh, Robin the Wrecker De Greco.
Remember how people were saying this weekend that it drives them nuts that I can't get through a story?
Yeah, I know. People, yeah.
You know what drives nuts in my
show, we're hanging out this week, and they go, you guys are funny, but you never finish a goddamn story. So, Rodney, fuck you. Go ahead, man.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter and Facebook. If you want to listen live, we're morelikeradio.com/live. But you're probably hearing that via podcast. So just next week, tune in. And it is 7:06 p.m. in Newark, New Jersey. The hub of the
universe. P.m. Dawn?
The hub of the universe, as they say. Yes, P.F. Chong's and motherfucking Charlie Chan. And if you want to call in, the number is 954-573-2780. Joined as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I mean, you can call it on April Fool's Day, I guess.
Okay, well then. Okay, all right. John the Laser Santeri. Sean Running Waters.
Oh my God, I'm on Wi-Fi. I need to switch over to my Ethernet cable.
Yeah, you need to turn your send down a little bit too.
Don't tell me what to do.
Is D there with you?
In spirit.
Okay, in spirit, so no. And of course, before I forget, because he needs to make his fucking scene, Prisoner Dutch.
Can't get it out of my mind. Think about the girl all the time.
Shit. Well, not the girl version.
Have you guys seen Pitch Perfect yet?
No, I have to watch it. No, you're right. I have to do that.
It's good.
I did watch part of it. I didn't finish watching. I started watching it late. But I did watch part of a documentary HBO did on Scientology.
Yes, I want to see that too.
Dude, is that still going on? Someone told me about it. I need to see it.
Dude, Scientology or the
Documentary. Yeah, well, because what John's referring to is at the beginning, HBO almost didn't do it because they were getting a lot of legal pressure, you know, from Scientology. But they
those assholes.
Yeah, they finally did it. But, dude, it is ridiculous. Like, they have, like, two heads of the Scientology that turned. And the things they say, like they made fucking... this guy explains how he personally... This was the number two guy at the church. Personally orchestrated Tom Cruise breaking up with Nicole Kidman. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and like turning her kids against her. Like, this shit is nuts, you know? And I mean, I haven't finished watching it, but so far it's like 2 hours long, but so far from what I've seen, it's really, really good. So yeah, check it out.
But is it in close comparison to that YouTube guy? Remember how we got into watching Scientology?
Oh, yeah, check this out. The BBC Paranorma.
Big Black Cock?
Big Black Cock does great exposés in England. And they did one, and actually they mention it in this one. John, remember in the other documentary, the one you're referring to, the BBC one, where the guy was saying, oh, we didn't send any private eyes after you. That's, you know, that's not true. That dude, 2 years later, is on this documentary saying they made me say that. That was a lie. We had several private eyes on the dude. Like, everything that they were saying, you know.
Wow.
They're well known for trying to sue everybody that says something derogatory.
And they purposely try to get you to instigate something so that they can take legal action on you.
It's really, they're really bad. I've been through all the L. Ron Hubbard exhibits and shit in California, and it's terrible.
Yeah. And well, over here's the headquarters in Clearwater.
Woo!
Right. Yeah. Right. But the big, like, you know, the
Celebrity Center.
Center.
Yep. They talked about that too. It's like seven fucking stories specific.
It's massive. Yeah. You can see it from, like, if you're standing on Hollywood Boulevard on the strip, you can see it up there on the hillside. It's massive.
Not to get too much into it, you should watch it, but the part that astonished me the most is, just because we talk about religion and stuff, is how they became tax exempt. When L. Ron Hubbard started this, he owed $1 billion to the IRS. That's why he started the Sea Org. He left the country fleeing taxes. Then when this David Miscavige came, they wanted to collect $1 billion, which would have shut the church down. What David Miscavige did was he sued the IRS, and not just the IRS, he sued all 2,500 individual employees at the time.
Wow.
And because of those lawsuits, the IRS decided that it would be cheaper to let them be tax exempt and say, keep the $1 billion. That's how they did it. That's insane to me.
That makes sense.
But think about that. Not many organizations can say they went against the IRS and fucking won.
Monsanto's done that to them. Monsanto sued them and taken them on for
exactly.
All kinds of different companies.
Exactly. Think about it. And all those companies are loaded.
And evil.
Yeah, agreed.
Every time I think of Monsanto, I always think of like the red-horned like demon guy from Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Monstroso. Oh,
or we were talking about Darkwing Duck before the show. The bull guy from Darkwing Duck. What was his name? Fuck, Dutch, you're the super fan with the drawing. The bull guy from Darkwing Duck.
I don't remember his name.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Actually, somebody made a really good like a fake poster with him as Bane and Darkwing Duck, like, you know, like he broke Darkwing Duck. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were talking about it before the show. Apparently, Dutch was a super fan, and he wrote... Well, Dutch, you told us.
Taurus Bulba?
Yeah, Taurus Bulba. There you go.
That's awful.
Explain your Darkwing Duck story, Dutch.
Well, basically, Taurus when I was like Bulba. 6 or 7, my mom got like some list of like celebrities or, you know, cartoons or whatever that you can send fan mail to. So I you know, sent it to Darkwing Duck, and I had some dumb question of like, why don't you ever die whenever this, then that happens? And I got a hand-drawn sketch of Darkwing Duck, and it was it was only like half of him, because the other half of him was getting erased by a hand-drawn hand that had a pencil with it. And at the bottom it says, because I'm a toon. Like the guy like went out of his way to draw this whole thing. And it looked really cool. Like you just sent it. Yeah. And my mom has it somewhere in storage, I'm sure. So
not on display?
Yeah, no, I don't think Darkwing Duck is on display. She likes things like Precious Moments and Wicker Basket stuff.
And Beanie whatever. Babies.
Sounds like my grandma.
Yeah.
And and definitely Beanie Babies.
No, we never got into that.
Shall we get into April Fool's Day?
Oh, God. It's April. By the way,
April Fool's.
Shut up. I hope nobody on this show is fucking practicing any of that bullshit.
I completely forgot until you just said it.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Because it is...
I'm joking. I knew the whole time.
I hate him.
I hate him so much. Shut his mic off. Hate him so much.
Hate you. Anyway, because all the... So far, I said it on Facebook earlier, but the tally's gone up. I saw 3 fake pregnancies... 4 fake dead celebrities, and I think 2 fake movie trailers. But they keep adding up. It's all the same. My point is that
I got sent a few techie stuff.
It's so hack. It's so fucking hack. You know. Well, Marie, what are some of the some sites do?
Well, I mean they're prep, so I can go into the first one, I suppose. So the first one that I got sent, which this is the one that I wasn't sure if it was real or fake or not. Which was from Fitbit's blog.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw this.
So they said, big news from Fitbit. Digits get digital. Fitbit Tap. So they were announcing a new product line, part of the tech April Fool's Day jokes.
Because they're always funny, guys.
Because nerds love jokes on the internet.
See the little Fitbits on their fingers, guys? That's so wacky. Like these guys are really funny.
So it says, in 2014, Fitbit launched 3 new products that changed the way we experience fitness. Today, we're excited to announce our latest breakthrough, a revolutionary wearable.
Yes, Fitbit. They invented an expensive pedometer.
They invented a revolutionary.
I use one like an asshole, by the way. So I'm guilty of it.
Say, what are you talking about?
I know. But I'm being the same thing. If I use, I like some Apple products, but I'll be the first one to say they're fucking for expensive and they're just assholes for doing it.
Royce and I both have Fitbits, and the person that sent me this article was my boss who also has a Fitbit. So I was like, at first reading it, thinking, oh, she saw some new technology about it. And then I realized it was a joke later through the story. So what they invented is tap, which is essentially a smart ring for your smartphone, an advanced device that fits right on your finger and tracks your digital interactions 24/7. So basically they're saying it's going to track what you do on your phone. And so the apps that they have available are Distance Scrolled, Pixels Burned, Missed Connections. And that's tracking your eye contact with human beings.
You want another fun story that isn't a fake April Fool things with Fitbit. This happened a couple of years ago.
Stop saying Fitbit.
Fitbit used to let you track, like you could track, you know, your runs or your walks by inputting them in, you know, whatever.
Right.
They used to let you track sex because sex burns calories. So what happened was people used to put in, you know, sex and like there were options like vigorous sex, 1 hour, like you put duration. Well, what happened is for some reason that Fitbit data became personal and everyone reading could see how often you were having sex and how vigorous it was.
Wow.
So they just stopped doing sex altogether.
Aww.
Yeah. They stopped having fun. Fucking dicks. What did Groupon do?
So that was Fitbit's joke of the day. Groupon actually had a video. I don't know if you're able to play the video or not.
Put it in the chat.
What did Fitbit do?
Fitbit?
How many times are we going to say Fitbit?
I love Fitbit.
I love my Fitbit.
I can tell.
Fitbit. So Groupon did...
Now, is that the fancy mustard?
No, that's Grey Poupon.
Ah, no wonder that guy kept looking at me weird at the supermarket.
You uncultured boob.
I tried to give him mustard as a Groupon. It didn't work.
Groupon posted something called Gruber.
Oh my God.
With a picture of a cat driving a car saying, "Our ride, our cat, your treat." And it's basically an app where cats can drive you around.
But Marie, cats don't drive.
I know, but there's riddled with cat puns in the video.
Where's the video?
It's down towards the bottom. Oh, cats out of the bag.
Be. Oh my God. It's called Cats Out of...
Cats Out of the Bag and Behind the Wheel.
It's really loud.
Sorry.
Before, I would have to leave my house to redeem a Groupon. But now, Gruber takes me where I want to go. That's very empowering.
Gruber is a revolutionary car service that connects you with a cat driver. He'll drive you to redeem your Groupon.
Okay, this is kind of funny. God damn it. Fuck.
Because they're playing it straight.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny. God damn it. Fuck. So like, damn it.
And back. And no additional charge.
If I need a ride somewhere, I want it to be from someone I can trust.
Gruber drivers have to undergo massive amounts of testing. From rabies to parallel parking to working with cones. They need to know that they can avoid a squirrel that runs across the street.
Avoid squirrels.
These cats are extremely well-trained and extremely talented.
Hands on feet.
A cat call from
curious.
Gruber? I know I'll be safe.
The future is meow.
Okay, you know what? Way to go,
Bravo, Groupon.
Shit, yeah.
You don't like it?
I hate to like it.
Me too. I hate to, but bravo, Groupon.
The future's
take
right.
A look at that cat.
Future's right meow.
The future's right. Yeah, you know what I like? That's a dumb joke we would make.
See, Groupon did a lot of research on both apps
and cats.
For example, Uber and cats like that tabby. And they knew that the internet loves cats and the internet loves apps. And so they just combined the two. Cat app.
Now,
and they didn't like try to schlocky it up. They like played it straight. That's
fucking liked it. The next one is Google. If you go to com.google, what is it?
com.google.
Yeah, if you go to com.google, it's Google backwards. The page is backwards.
That's funny. Is that still on right now?
Yeah, it's still. You click it. I put it in there. If you can see, you want to see it. Everything's backwards, even the cursor.
It's weird because when you hit search results, it's everything. Everything's backwards. It's a mirror image. It's very disorienting.
Right?
Very disorienting.
It's like being in a dream.
So then the proper way to watch this is if you're in your bathroom and you have the mirror.
Yeah.
You look in the behind.
Yes.
Like someone's watching you.
Correct.
Or just not go there.
Or just don't
bring your laptop in the bathroom, I guess.
Well,
I always crank one out in the mirror.
After
so I can look at myself while I do it.
Yeah, that's the best. You got to make eye contact. One of the things that did happen today that was real. Remember I was saying. Remember Strong Bad. You know the
Strong Bad email.
Yeah, remember email. And Homestar Runner.
Homestar 1-0
after 6 years of not doing anything. Strong Bad came back
with a vengeance.
And I thought, oh God, it's going to be terrible. It is the well. Let me. How about I just play it? Okay.
Strong Bad.
Yes. Let me just play it. Here we go.
Cartoons.
Emails are like hot pockets. They're full of garbage and cheese. Dear Strong Bad, when are you gonna dust off the compay and answer an email? Matt Massapequa. Wait a minute. Have I not always checked my email on kitchen appliances? Dear Strong Bad. Dear Strong Bad. Dear Crushed Ice. Dear Strong Bad. Oh yeah, computers. Let's go see how that old compay is doing. Oh, that is
it's covered with dust.
Well, I best get the blowing. I said a.
Why would he say I said a before he starts blowing?
I said a.
Oh, all that dust compressed my old computer into a newer, even better computer, like coal to a diamond. Ah, compay, we hardly knew ye. Whoop. The lappier. Just like the previous model, only crappier. I mean, more expensive. I mean, lappier. What? April 1st? Oh, man, I can't check my email today.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Voice myself.
Homestar, what are you doing here?
Just waiting for you to drop that April Fool's Day bomb, Strong Bad. Our website always has the best pranks.
Homestar, everybody knows the internet already ruined April Fool's Day. On February 7th, 2008, ironically enough.
But it's the day the internet gets on the internet to make inside jokes about the internet.
Exactly. And I can't wait to be so fooled when my favorite website looks like it's from another time period.
Oh, man. This looks just like one of them flashy cartoon websites from 2002.
It's exactly what Homestar Runner used to look like.
The flash update thing kept popping up. I hate it.
What's happening to my web size? It's gone Old Time Jones.
Old Time Jones. Everybody. Insert 1 pence for tomfoolery. Insert a baby.
Oh, no. I'm not falling for that prank again.
Insert a baby. What was that prank?
Next thing you're going to make fun of.
And don't forget all the great fake movie trailers we get to suffer through.
Sometimes a cruel, cruel world needs a man with cool, cool glasses.
Too dangerous!
And too dangerous! Twos.
But that equals...
Dangerous Four. Divided by 2 equals 6.
Or did I? Is that 6?
When's it coming out? When's it coming out? I gotta forward this to all my peeps on Google Buzz.
Now hang on. We don't want to forget about the fake ads for nerd culture products that don't really exist.
Fitbit.
Did someone say nerd cultures? Huh?
No!
Burn an 8 back to school with the Trogdor Beefy Arm Backpack. 2 straps. 1 beefy arm. Secret compartments for all your consummate V's. And you'll look rather dashing in this burninated peasant zip-up trench hoodie.
It's only fake unless enough of you say you'll buy one, in which case support my crowdfunding campaign!
Imagine me with 3 arms! I gotta send this to all my Google Wave boards.
Get hold of them.
I'm yanking April Fools off the internet and back into the real world, where it can physically hurt people.
Nobody falls for that stuff no more, Strong Man.
Hey, Homestar, I'd like you to meet your long-lost twin brother.
Chauncey, give us the 3-armed hug.
Ha! April Fools!
Are you sure this is gluten-free?
April Fools! Hey, King of Town, I'd like you to
marzipan.
Eat your long-lost twin brother.
Okay.
Oh, get me down! I'm scared of heights! How am I supposed to get inside my car?
How am I supposed to get outside my apartment?
Oh my god, all the characters.
Every single
That's
one.
That's how you April Fool's a body. Pain and suffering. Not inconvenient web browsing. Hey, and look at that. Now I can check my email. All right, boxing gloves. Get ready to work your inexplicable magic. I check my email on computers. Ha ha! No toast.
April Fools and the shock flash thing comes up. That's the end of it. I thought it was fucking great.
Slow Very play. Funny.
Because that's exactly, and my favorite line of the whole thing is,
but it's the day the internet gets on the internet to make inside jokes about the internet.
That is exactly what April Fools is.
Or what it's become.
Yeah.
No
so then the other April Fools that happened today, didn't like Bruce Jenner get breast implants? April Fools.
The other one,
that's legit. Didn't that really happen or no?
The other
nah,
one.
Nah, that's April Fools.
The other one that was going around was IGN made a fake trailer, a fake Back to the Future trailer. Like they merged Fast and the Furious with Back to the Future. It was like called Fast to the Future. And it was terrible, the trailer.
Is it bad?
Well, it was terrible because if you even put Vin Diesel in my favorite movie, I'll murder you. So, you know, don't fuck around with that.
Well, Mashable also consolidated a few April Fool's Day pranks from today.
I'll consolidate you.
Microsoft launches MS-DOS as mobile operating system.
That was actually pretty funny.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Amazon redesigned its site to look how it looked in 1999, which is kind of weird. And a lot of like...
What is it, Amazon?
Amazon. It's a lot of like text and underscored hyperlinks.
No! I would
remember.
Was it still functional?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm it's sure Amazon, it of course. Amazon's not going to shut down for a day as a joke.
Oh, this is kind of funny. Netflix released 13 PSAs warning against binge watching. So here I'm posting the picture of what it looked like. Netflix, family first. Netflix, go outside. Netflix, see your friends. Go to work. A very special message. Eat real food, exercise your mind, call your mom, do your homework, and walk the dog, or all the PSAs.
A couple years ago, when Netflix
used to... Talking about when I got nailed by FARC?
No.
Wasn't it last year? Remember?
Yeah, like last year. All the articles were fake. That's
all
right.
The articles were from the day they started the site.
Holy shit, dude. Is this 2 years in a row we're doing a show on April 1st?
Maybe.
Yes. Well, last year we did DNR.
Dutch and Royce. But I mean, a show. Dutch and Royce, and this year there. It's funny.
Yeah. So last year I got nailed because, FARC just changed everything to the things. Yeah, the day that the site started. Yeah. All the stories from that day.
The only thing.
And I'm like pulling prep going like, really? I didn't know this.
You know what's funny? I checked because of that very reason. I double checked everything today when I was doing prep. The only thing FARC did was they made everything Comic Sans. That was their thing.
Which that would. Probably piss off a lot of nerds.
It annoyed me a lot.
Is it still in Comic Sans?
I don't know.
Probably.
It was earlier today.
Go to it right now.
Let me double check. While I do that, Samsung released the Galaxy Blade Edge, the world's first smart knife, which is a phone inside of a knife.
Oh, so you get it?
Oh, now FARC is titled FAPRL.
What is that?
FAP. Combination of fapping and April.
Are they doing
you masturbate for the entire month of April?
Well, so April.
It should be,
FAPRL.
You
can
just call it
from. You start masturbating now, and then you finish on April 30th.
Yeah, that's not in Comic Sans.
FAPRL.
Not anymore, but now it's FAPRL. Oh. I changed it. CERN researchers confirmed the existence of the Force today, which I guess is funny.
I guess it's
funny for nerds. Real. And I guess nerds would believe CERN, because who would think that CERN would ever do anything joking?
Yeah, who would think
CERN or un-CERN?
Google Maps turned maps into Pac-Man games?
Oh, yeah. All Google Earth had had Pac-Man. Oh,
That's pretty
bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
And
all right. Well, here's... I'm done with April. You have more fun ones. The other one that is not an April Fool's joke, of course, everyone knows what happened in Indiana, right? The Freedom of Religion Act they passed?
No, what happened?
Gary, Indiana.
They basically passed an act that's saying that stores have the right, because of their religious beliefs, to deny services to anybody that, you know, for example, a cake place can deny a gay couple of making a cake if they don't believe in their whatever.
But gays love cakes.
So there's a lot
Indiana.
There's a lot of shit going down with that. And apparently, after this law was passed, a new Indiana pizzeria owner, the first one, says no pizza pies for gay weddings.
No pizza, no peace. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, if you're having pizza for your wedding, it's not a very gay wedding. Because those guys are pretty
That was exactly what I said when I first saw this was, respectable gay person?
I'll tell you what respectable gay person. What the company was doing was getting publicity by making a statement.
Yeah, we know that, but like, yeah.
They were like, we don't have enough gays having wedding parties in our pizza parlor, so we're going to make a statement saying they're not allowed to, which is going to make them want to. Because,
ironically.
Yeah.
A self-described Christian businessman won't cater same-sex ceremonies. Not that he has a problem with gays, he says. A Walkertown, Indiana pizza shop is the state's first
business. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Oh, April Fools.
Do not make me pop up Forest Warrior, Chuck Norris turning into an eagle again.
Aren't we watching that?
Have you watched that movie?
Yeah, no, we need to watch it.
Walkerton, Indiana pizza shop is the first business to declare it will not service gay weddings or gay men after the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
But they will service gay women?
Was signed into law last week. If a gay couple came in and wanted us to provide us pizzas for their wedding, we would have to say no. Pizza Crystal Memories of Pizza of Crystal O'Connor.
All right, start over.
This is not my fault. Let me read it. Ready? Ready? I'm going to check this out. Ready? Memories Pizzas Crystal O'Connor. I'm reading it verbatim now. Told a local news station. We are a Christian establishment. However, gay couples like those of other faiths are welcome to patronize the establishment on
non-matrimonial
occasions. I don't think it's discrimination, she told the news station. It's supposed to help people that have religious beliefs. Okay, so what if you go in there and buy a bunch of pizzas?
The act in Indiana says that you can refuse service or you're not allowed to.
No, you can.
No, you have the right to refuse.
You have the right to.
Well, end of story. A company shouldn't have any state or government or anything telling them who they can and can't serve.
Slippery slope, homeboy. Because in that
slippery Asian American.
Yeah, what she just said.
Here's the problem with that, Dutch, is that then I don't want black people. Because you could say that, right?
Exactly. But the marketplace will determine whether or not, if that not were to come out, works, the news dude. Would be all over
you're
it.
You're not allowed.
And nobody would go there anymore.
You're not allowed. You're not, but you currently are not allowed to not serve people because of their race. That is a law, but you can't. However,
right. So, well, here's the thing: you don't have to tell them why you're not serving them. You can just be like, "Yeah, you're not welcome here." Why?
Listen, I'm Mr. Fucking don't fuck with businesses, but I'm also why? Why? Because you say it's. My point is that it's dumb. You know, it doesn't make sense. Like, why? Why do you need that? What does it matter to you? Who's fucking eating your goddamn pizza?
I remember back when I worked at GameStop because we had cameras in there and we always caught this one person that would come in and he would steal video games and he would steal video games
jacking his dick
and then he would try to return them and then we were refusing. He's like, oh, he's like, why? That's racist. I'm like, no, it's because we caught you on video and you're stealing from us.
Mm-hmm. Dude, there was this girl who I knew when I used to work around. She was one of the like producers that I knew, and she said that she was at a bar or whatever, and someone tried to like lift her purse. Like she had it like leaned over on like the side of her chair at like a busy bar, and this black dude tried to grab the thing, and like the guy she was with was like, "Hey man, what are you doing?" And then he immediately was like, "Man, you're being racist. You're being racist," and like made a commotion so he could get out. Because no matter what happens, even if you're doing something fucked up, if you scream that, the first thing you're going to do as a white person is be like, "But no, I didn't do anything." You know?
No, here, you said you wanted my credit cards and my information. Here, take it. That's not being racist. I'm being knowledgeable and friendly.
Yeah, please take my things.
So I shouldn't go to Memories Pizza in Indiana and say I'm having I'm marrying a woman and I want...
If you're getting gay married, no, I wouldn't recommend it.
You would probably want to go to Mamory's Pizzeria.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is exclusively for lesbian weddings.
Oh, my God.
It's made, by the way, all the cheese made with breast milk. That's why it's called Mamory's. Not many people know that. It's a little mom and pop shop.
A mom and pop shop that I'm trying to fund on Kickstarter. And it's going to be think of Hooters, but with pizza.
That's the only way I think of Hooters. I know no other way.
Pizza?
No, they don't. They just have sluts and wings and beer.
It's
a family establishment, but the eyeballs look like tits for some reason. I love when Hooters hides behind that. They do, though. We've read the stories where Hooters like hides behind it going, no, we're family establishment. We're girls.
I went there recently, dude. Fuck their food is awful.
It's not good.
It's just terrible.
I like their wings.
Everybody says that, but even then it's like...
Not breaded, though. Not breaded.
There's better wings, though.
Yes, there is.
Speaking of better wings, where did we go this weekend?
Holy shit.
Did you go see Paul McCartney? Is that where you're bringing up wings?
No, this is better.
No.
And by the way, wings, you mean the band the Beatles could have been? So check this out.
Okay. So everyone, we were in Winter Garden this weekend hanging out with a friend that came up from South Florida. And we're like, where should we go? It's a really pleasant day. We're like, let's go to downtown Winter Garden, walk around for a little bit and have lunch at an outdoor cafe. So
that
we go.
Sounds awful.
It was pleasant. So we go to downtown Downtown Winter Garden with my Fitbit.
Julie Brown.
And we're walking and we're like, oh, what do you want? You want pizza? You want Thai? And we get to a cafe at the end. We're like, oh, that cafe looks really good. And we look at the name. The Moon Cricket Cafe.
Dutch, look at the chat room. I took a picture because I knew people would think we were making it up. Here you go. There's a picture of it. Moon Cricket Grill. Now, if you do a search.
Do a Google search right now.
Do a Google search right now for just the word Moon Cricket. Just search Moon Cricket. Just those two words in
just
Google.
Just Moon Cricket.
I want you to look at the second or third thing that pops up, depending on where you're at.
Urban Dictionary, or should I go to the image?
The first one's Open Dictionary. Go down. Winter Garden's best restaurant, the Moon Cricket Grill.
It is literally right below Urban Dictionary saying Moon Cricket is a slang term, is a derogatory term for African Americans.
Yes, please read what Urban Dictionary says about it.
Urban Dictionary says that derived from early slave times when black people would come out at night and sing slave songs under the moonlight like crickets. Using a sentence, hey, Billy Bob and Jolene, grab the shotguns. The damn moon crickets are escaping from the plantation.
You're a moon cricket. Moon cricket, moon cricket. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
So apparently when you're on Urban Dictionary, it's a little thing, and that's the noise it makes when you click it. So it's Winter
Garden. This was added in 2005.
This is a real...
Oh, by the way, here you go. You want to know the words related to Moon Cricket?
Sure. I've read
that's
these.
What Urban Dictionary... They're like a thesaurus almost. The first one is nigger, porch monkey, coon, spook, jungle bunny, jigaboo, black spade, nigga, spear chucker.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
Nigger, darky, negro, jigaboo,
what about tongue?
And tar baby.
Don't add any, John.
I'll let you know.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't even know
Moon Cricket was a thing, but the fact that that many related words came up.
Yes. Okay.
You should know better.
There's so many things.
If you Google Moon Cricket, the first thing that comes up is Urban Dictionary Moon Cricket. The second thing is Winter Garden's best restaurant, the Moon Cricket Grill. Third thing is Moon Cricket, the racial slur database.
Or the Moon Cricket rating.
What are the reviews on the Moon Cricket Grill?
Well,
it was delicious.
No, it was fucking food was fantastic.
They would not be
not a joke. I swear to God,
they would not be.
Them Moon Crickets could cook.
So if you ran away from it, would you have to give an arm or a leg just to go back?
Stop it!
I love it.
I just watched Django.
So okay,
can I get the reviews on racial slur database? Like what?
There's so many.
So far, Dutch gives it a two big thumbs up.
Guys,
two big white thumbs up.
Guys, there's so many things. One, there was not an African American to be had inside this restaurant.
Not one.
Two, the store owner is a genius if they were involved in search engine optimization marketing by picking a racial slur so that way their restaurant pops up just below it, that they're the only cafe or grill competing in that market. It's brilliant. And third, so many people our day and age do not know that Moon Cricket is a racial slur. There was a ton of people like after we did this, you know, people were like, I didn't know that was a slur.
I mean, I did, but that's probably because I'm racist. but it's okay that I'm racist because I have a lot of friends who are also racist.
It's ridiculous. I cannot believe
that's not
they
how
have
that works.
Like, yeah, it's
not
right. You could be racist if your friends are.
No, it's not. That's not. That's,
yeah,
it's not okay.
Like anyone that can back you up. Anyone that knows me knows I'm not even fucking remotely racist. But it's just I hate when people tell me not to say words. It's like fuck you. I'm gonna say what I want. You know.
So what we're trying to say is go to Winter Garden in Florida and go to the moon.
By the way, everybody's yelling at me for reading that list. I was reading what they wrote.
No one yelled at Dutch. He was reading Urban Dictionary.
I was reading. I'm not the one saying it.
You know what? I'll PC up the list. Here's some related words. African-American, African-American, African-American. That's definitely African-American and African-American. Okay. Everyone happy now? Good.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I am.
People get off my back. I was reading.
Dutch, what we Urban should Dictionary start said. PC Urban Dictionary.
Oh, be
PC
so short.
Urban Dictionary. There
where you,
go. You
put in racial slurs and it turns them into N polite
dash,
words.
Dash 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 dash.
Exactly.
So wait. Everything. So then, does PC Urban Dictionary work with my Mac?
No, no, it's not compatible. You have to use Bootcamp.
Oh, fucking can we shit. Make a PC Urban Dictionary?
That would be great. That's what
can
I
we
want.
Get that website is that?
Yes, we need PC Urban Dictionary.
Does somebody have it? Well, let me
probably
see.
Say people that have Anne Frank porn, motherfuckers.
PC oh, Urban Jesus. Dictionary.
I haven't thought, dude, that's like 7 years old at this point.
I know.
Did we buy that database that. And never did anything with it?
No, I never bought it, but oh. I should have. Oh, fuck. Anyway, yeah, it was really racist restaurant.
But the food was delicious.
The food was so good.
Racistly delicious.
Oh, good. The thing is, I'm sure they made that without even realizing it. They named it that. I mean, it's been there for a long time, too.
Dude, so I didn't even know it existed until just now, so I wouldn't get... Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, I think it's a, yeah, unfortunate coincidence with them. But then again, you are in the South.
Central Florida is not really the South.
It's a lot of Puerto Rican.
Yeah. That area is like the Bermuda Triangle of South. Like, you're kind of, but not.
You have to.
Too much.
Florida.
More like a Puerto Rican octagon, but yeah.
Florida gets more. Florida gets.
Most of Central Florida.
John's been to Orlando. He know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy.
Well, yeah, Orlando is full of Puerto Ricans, but the rest of Central Florida is a bunch of backwater, inbred fucking rednecks.
Yeah, it's pockets. Yeah, he's right. There's pockets. It's that. More east as you get more
well, it's
Hispanic.
It's the further you get away from the bigger cities. Yeah. Like, Tampa's kind of liberal. Orlando's a little bit more liberal. Daytona's a shithole full of rednecks.
We fucking moved over here to Polk County. This place, fucking backwater.
Polk County, nugget.
Redneck. Sheriff Grady Judd is his name, just to let you know. Back. So let me, yeah, upstanding.
Grady Judd?
Yeah, upstanding progressive liberal, I'm
that
sure you can imagine.
That is the greatest name I've ever heard.
Can you imagine? No, he's still super just... Might as well be chasing the goddamn Duke boys over a hill. Because
well, we can't call them Negroes no more, so just kick their teeth in.
Yeah. We got to put a little color in these holding cells, fellas.
That means that you guys are next to, like, because if you go west from Orlando, if you go far enough, there's actually signs posted, and it's like the scenic route highway.
Yes.
Basically, if you drive this highway, which is it's a one-lane stretch of road, there's no light, so after dark it gets.
Oh, after African American.
After African American, it becomes like one of those slasher flicks.
Are you talking about 60 that runs from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I drove. That's how I got down to South Florida when we went down there.
Yeah. So yeah,
it was just one way.
Local road talk.
You know what? I would love to do a local traffic break in Florida, but I mean,
I don't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, local traffic break. If it's anywhere in Miami, there's always an accident. There's like five accidents, a police chase, and
a helicopter.
Somebody on foot. Yeah.
Dutch, do you have any rednecky, hillbilly type places in Colorado? Or are they all just stoners?
Yeah, all
now?
My relatives' houses.
Yeah, it's called Oklahoma.
No, Colorado.
yeah,
no,
we do. Yeah.
Blah, 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 the plane.
Where you guys went to go get your pot when you were here?
Yeah.
Legally, by the way.
It's 100%
yeah, Pueblo
legal.
Was kind of considered like the redneck town of Colorado.
Pueblo? It looked so Native American.
By the way, if that is considered
exactly.
Hold on. If that is considered redneck, then you motherfuckers have no clue what redneck is. Because that's not redneck.
Dude, okay, there's that. And then the further you go out east, it's nothing but like, you know, flatlands and
mountain
farms
people.
And, you know.
Yeah, where's your mountain people?
Do you have mountain people?
Yeah. Oh, well, mountain people are basically like, you know, our versions of surfers. Mm-hmm. Like, all they do is snowboard all the time. Hey, man, what's up,
bro? You get that gnarly pike. Oh,
dude,
man, the powder's so fresh.
Snowboard junkies and surfers are the exact same people.
Oh, yeah. That I 100% agree with.
So that's
mainly the people who live up in the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have people that either wear or promote Salt Life?
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
Salt Life is the surfer,
like a surfer
brand.
You don't know what Salt Life is?
You wouldn't know. He's in Colorado.
I live in Colorado, you shitheads.
Yeah.
You landlocked son
of
a bitch.
Do you go to Ron John's Surf Shop?
Out here, it's all Burton or Rome or any other like snowboard brand.
Salt. Rome with Sublime?
Ooh. Salt Life is...
They're coming down here next week.
They're not bad.
Salt Life would be the opposite of North Face.
Yes. Yes.
The
think
South
of
face.
North Face, the reverse.
Not the opposite. But yeah, oh, yeah, I know.
The inverse.
Yes. It's for hot weather.
The yang to the yin kind of thing.
Right.
Exactly.
The wing to
that's
your
a way
wang.
To identify people who, like if they dip their feet in the water, they claim that they're Salt Life.
For life.
For yes. life. They live in salt water.
It's not
they
a bad also, name brand if you're going to do the whole surfer thing.
But what? They all, but Salt Life revolves around swimming, fishing, like and
basically
and
anything think, ocean like, related. I would assume.
By the way, can really quick just because Mitch sent me the Yelp of the Yelp reviews for that Memories Pizza place we were talking about, the one that doesn't do gay weddings.
Memories.
All people are posting now are pictures of penis shaped pizzas in the comment sections.
It's hilarious.
Of course,
and they are.
I love when trolls.
And pictures of gay guys
together,
eating
it's
pizza.
The greatest thing ever.
And gay guys, hold on. Like you said, Dutch, you said the marketplace will take care of it. Well, look at this. I think the marketplace is taking care of it.
Oh, they're taking care of him, all right.
It's hilarious.
Let them do whatever they want. Marketplace, take care of it.
Ooh, look at that dick.
That's hot.
That was clean, too.
I can see the tip of his penis right
look,
through his
there
pants.
There you go. Look, is a pizza shaped like a penis right there for
pizza
you?
Pizza penis. John likes the pizza penis.
The owner,
because that looks like it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a party pizza penis because you got the pepperoni for everyone that just likes pepperoni, and you got the meat lovers right there at the two balls. It's like, hey, don't get your pepperoni on my fucking meat and balls.
Thank you, John.
The party pizza penis. I like it.
Yep.
Sold to you by Pizza
one
Hut.
One of the reviews: all the pizza here is gay. The Bible that. Clearly states somewhere in there, probably next to the abortion part.
I love
part.
The simple ones. I love yeah. the direct.
This pizza is so delicious, it'll turn you gay.
This oh pizza is so gay.
I would eat the shit of that dick pizza.
Pizza, not even once.
Not even once you have pizza.
Guys, the not even once campaign is completely gone off
I
topic
love,
for you two.
What is not even once?
Not even, okay, remember those fake marijuana ads they were posting? Like, you know, if you smoke
not
pot.
Even once.
If you smoke pot, you become gay immediately. Like, you know, pot makes you gay. And
where's
all this.
My bowl?
Are you serious?
And they would just,
this
well,
is a thing?
It was they were making fun of the meth not even once thing, but, you know.
Oh, right. I get it. Okay. Never
so, mind. Yeah. So every time, you know, we just add not even once to anything. So, yes, not even once. Look at these two lesbos kissing at the pizza place.
Focus, not Royce.
Sorry, I can't. Yeah.
Focus,
two,
Royce.
Two lesbians kissing and I'm going to focus? Get
focus.
Out of here.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Dutch knows what I'm talking about.
Get a half chub, but finish your story.
How about a full chub and I finish half the story?
Nope.
All the blood is to my penis now.
I like how she's like, get a half. You're allowed this much chub, nothing more.
This.
Well, he can go full chub on gay stuff later, but not during
and
the show.
And of course, you know what's the classiest part about this? When they post like loving pictures like this, and this is in the Yelp review, two old men kissing. There it is. And
that's
but you know what still makes me laugh, Royce, is remember when I used to tell you what my dad would call Pizza Hut?
What?
Called it Pinga Hut?
Yes.
To this day, my dad just calls it Pinga Hut.
Penis in Spanish.
Oh my God. I remember your brother would say, oh yeah, fire Pinga. Like, that's not the same thing.
I support, Pinga, hold on. I support.
I did not know that. Until
here's a Yelp one. I support you, Memories Pizza. Finally, a place where a man can go and pound down some totally non-gay nummies like poppers and pulled pork
nummies.
And hot Italian beef grinders. Nummies. I'm calling it nummies. By the way,
nummies is the greatest.
I am
ever,
using nummies
ever.
From forever now. I'm gonna have some nummies. Nummy.
Who wrote that? That person. We need to interview him.
Well,
immediately.
No, the
just
problem
like,
is,
thank you, sir, for the
he
word
has,
nummies.
He has a. He has. He named himself Aldo R from Brad Pitt from Inglourious Basterds character. So that's his picture. It's just Brad Pitt from. And we. So I don't know who he is.
Maybe it's Brad.
I
Pitt.
Want 100 Nazi scalps.
Apparently, there's a
pizza.
Apparently, there's a nummiesforyou.blogspot.com
yes!
website.
Finally,
you want some nummies?
No, I don't.
You don't like that term?
Oh, shit.
What?
Look what Ball just posted.
Are those penises?
That's what
they look
like penises.
hot, like,
uncircumcised wieners. They look like your dick, Royce.
Thank you.
Dicks in a blanket.
Dicks in a blanket. That's what I call my penis.
Oh, gross. Ew.
You're dicks forgetting about that. In a blanket.
You're one of those dirty people.
I am not dirty. I'm very clean, actually.
You're disgusting. You're going to hell.
By the way, that segues us to the next story.
Circumcision and how it should always be always.
How it feels to be circumcised as an adult.
No.
Why do you like that? Just like that. That's segue goddamn city. Take notes, motherfuckers.
You know what? I'm going to
take notes,
awesome.
Motherfucker.
Oops.
This is vice.com, which is a great site. Thanks to my hippie parents, I was never circumcised, even though I grew up in the Midwest where circumcision is de facto norm because it was slightly unusual where
it's
I lived.
De facto norm everywhere.
Not in Cuba. My sexual partners often ask me what I was like to be
medicine
uncut.
Medicine isn't the norm in Cuba.
The answer, well, baseball is. The answer, well, ha, take that. All shortstops are uncircumcised. The answer of, well, mostly all infielders, actually.
Professional pitchers.
Yes, the catchers.
Dude, I still have a windsock, and I'm considering getting it, like, caught off.
The answer, of course, is that I've never known any other way. I couldn't possibly compare my uncut dick with the all-American clean-cut penis because I've never had one.
Oh, I love the all-American clean-cut penis.
Me too. It's my favorite.
You know what the greatest word in that is? Clean.
My dick is my dick is my dick. It's always been uncut and it'll always be. Thank you. And since the procedure is typically performed in infancy, there's really no before and after to consider. I'll never know how it feels to both have foreskin and lack it. But and by the way, Dutch, you can make fun of my penis, but when someone needs to fucking dock, you need my foreskin, so you'll be thanking me later.
Nobody does that.
At the live same event, here. April 25th, me and Dutch are docking.
When I do put dicks in my mouth, there's no foreskin on them.
Thank you, Sean's mind. Me and Dutch will be docking live at MLR
Dutch
Live.
Dutch
and penis will be docking at MLR Live 3.
Sorry, I didn't get to it.
Yes, okay.
I'm so excited. It's 2 weeks away.
Turned down for whom?
3 weeks away.
Says the procedure is typically performed at infancy. There's no before and after. Though the vast majority of uncut want to stay that way, there's no reason they can't elect to modify their penis. I don't.
Why would you want to elect that?
No, my penis is fine. And for those men who not only the ones who know how being circumcised compared with being uncircumcised actually feels.
Has anyone done some sort of creative tattoo thing on the foreskin non-foreskin?
Give Maul 5 seconds. There are three reasons a man... Well, 5 seconds and five minutes because there's a delay.
Tattoo on the foreskin, go.
There are three reasons man can get circumcised after infancy. For cosmetic reasons, for medical reasons, or as part of religious rite of passage.
And just so it doesn't smell bad.
It doesn't smell. You wash it with the rest of your goddamn body! You pull it back.
You know just wanted to play that clip.
You know what?
The
know
only thing you wanted
I
to know. Do.
Yep. I like the set. All right. I'm like my own T-ball instructor. It's awesome.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
We can't do this visual bit during the live event.
Round the clock.
Oh, my God. It's the longest thing ever.
Dick.
You know, that's why it's late because it makes you mad.
We should do a blind dick smelling contest.
Oh, eat a dick.
I suck cock. And I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Where women are blindfolded and...
Super happy fun time in my mouth. And
where women are blindfolded.
It's not going to stop, Marie.
And I'm made sorry, to no, smell we're both circumcised and uncircumcised.
Oh, damn it, I was going to play that one.
Nailed you.
Fucker.
Why do I even bother?
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm out of...
So you actually, want us to smell
actually, you want us to actually smell penises?
Yes.
Who's going to smell the penis?
I'll do it.
You'll Marie smell his dick right now.
It's clean. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
How do you
know?
Marie
will be
the judge of that.
It's not clean. I haven't showered yet. You can smell it. Come here.
Oh, my God.
I know what his dick smells like. Why do I have to smell right now? I know what it smells like.
Smell my penis.
Smell his dick. Do it now.
No, it's smelly down there.
Is it bad?
It's pretty bad. Were you exercising earlier?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, I didn't exercise. I just walked
out. I'll have you know Royce smells. I have the same situation with just as Royce, and I've never had complaints.
Yeah, no,
what,
it's you clean it.
With the foreskin thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
There ain't nothing wrong with it. It doesn't really matter.
There's everything wrong with it.
Maybe.
The only person ever had a problem with it was...
Your uncle.
Let's see. How can I call that?
You guys wear deodorant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, then go get circumcised.
No!
We're fucking,
ew, no!
We are in America. America, and that's what you do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Half
America!
Did you say half of your brothers aren't? Because your parents, like...
Oh, I make fun of them all the time.
It's
I have
barbarism to do that to a child, you know. It's barbarism. You're fucking hurting them. A Los Angeles-based...
No, dude, nothing hurts more than if you were 16 years old and a girl sees your dick for the first time and looks at you sideways and goes, is it supposed to look like
it?
That's way more painful than me when I was 2 days old getting my...
Maybe it's because I live in South Florida, but that never has happened to me.
Not even once.
Probably there's more.
You're fortunate in the fact that there are a lot.
There's a lot of Hispanics around here, so it doesn't
disgusting.
But I'm not even Spanish. I'm Italian.
No, immigrants. Why you're Italian, but a lot of Italians don't either. So,
but because I've been told that it's a European thing. No,
Catholics do it.
Not all Italians have to be Catholic, motherfucker.
No, they do. I thought that was a thing. All Catholics.
Actors have to be Scientologists. A Los Angeles-based urologist I spoke with who performs between 50 to 75 adult circumcisions a year.
What a imologist.
What a lucky devil. Also said that the procedure is occasionally performed for culture reasons, even culture club reasons. In particular, Filipinos sometimes opt to have their children circumcised at 8 or 10 years old, citing tradition, but it's also quite rare.
That's cruel.
That's
8 to 10.
No, but that's the problem, Dutch. It's like, at this point, I've never had an issue. And secondly, I don't give a shit. The point is, this is where you have to look at it. When you're already at that point with a girl, it doesn't matter. Like, at that point, it doesn't matter. Dutch, you're the only person. You judge dicks more than a gay guy or a woman. It's very hard.
Well, I don't know about that.
Woman.
But the whole thing behind the like the foreskin is supposed to it acts as a protective layer on your Roman helmet.
Yeah.
So it protects it from disease.
It's gross.
After
it doesn't.
Creates more disease.
It doesn't. That's false too.
Festering area.
Bullshit. Wash it. Holy shit, guys.
Those petri dishes you had as a kid when we were like growing bacteria when you were in fifth grade.
Bread in them and water and then mold.
You want that on your unit the entire day? No.
You know what's really funny? It's this. You wash it like you wash anything else.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
It's not like you don't clean it.
No, you don't. You're disgusting.
You know what you are?
I think what we need to do.
You know what it is? Hold on. Big circumcision strikes again. That's what it is. Big paleo, big circumcision.
Look, just because I'm on the right side doesn't mean you can attack me.
No,
I have a normal,
you're on the fucking
dick.
You're on the conspiracy side, you motherfuckers, without your foreskins. No,
I am so clean that like
you're not circumcised.
Shampoo conditioner on my pubes. I have the cleanest pubes that anyone will ever have. And that is
he does. Clean. I've tasted them. Adult circumcision is especially common for Jews who grew up.
Let us say the word you shithead.
You're right. Adult circumcisions are especially common for Hebrews who grew up in
and Shebrews.
Yes, Marie.
I think.
John, did you just say and Shebrews?
And Shebrews.
I've never heard that before.
Hebrews, Shebrews.
I've never heard Shebrews.
It's ridiculous.
I want to go meet a Jewish girl just so I can say it to her face, just for fun.
You're Shebrew.
I think what Dutch should do is invent
Shebrew 5.
It's going to be part of my opening act.
Dutch should invent some sort of mechanism for cleaning foreskin penises.
Yeah, I only deal with trapping things. So if you have like a foreskin that's getting all willy-nilly and running around the neighborhood.
What if it's a foreskin trapper? You use the foreskin.
I actually have it in production. It's called the Dapper Dong.
Yep. Dapper Dong.
And what is the Dapper Dong?
You want your
John?
Dong to look nice, fancy, and dapper?
Yes.
The Dapper Dong.
And what does the Dapper Dong do?
Dapper Dong is a device actually that allows you to maintain and clean your dong.
Well, how does it work?
Pulls back foreskin.
Ooh, fancy.
Actually scrubs underneath the head. Kind of like a potato brush.
So it's like the Jetsons. A potato? I don't want a potato brush on my... Hold on.
That's what you guys need because you're so disgusting.
Ow! A potato brush on your dickhead? You're fucking insane.
Exactly. That's how gross it is. You guys are growing potatoes in that
but
whole
is a
nonsense
so- but it
of
is,
a petri
but is
dish.
It, but it is a soft bristle brush that actually... exfoliates and also massages.
So wait, is this thing dog. Like, have you ever seen that, like a helmet you put it on, it shaves your head? Is that what it is? It's like a thing that you just put over your unit and it just kind of goes through and cleans that disgusting cesspool that is a foreskin area?
Basically what it does, take your hand and go up and down your shaft. Kind of like
doing
like
it right now.
He does it during all shows.
Keep doing it.
He looks at a mirror while he does it. John,
are you guys jacking off on air again?
No, I was getting, okay. So basically, like for white folk that go golfing, you have your ball washer, uh-huh. and you put your balls in that little device and go up and down. Mm-hmm. Okay, that little hole. You actually
ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I'm not sticking my dick in that. It's not happening.
That's why. Well, I'm still trying to get funding.
No.
Crowdfunding?
Yeah. So far, all the funding I've gotten is for those that sell sexual toys, because apparently you can get off with it, I guess.
Mitch says, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, both of us at the same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Mitch says, you know who else has hoods? The KKK.
thank you, man. Now, a guy that was got circumcised when he was 14 says, when it healed, it had scars all around it. We called it a Frankenpecker. That's the problem.
Dude, yeah, you can't do it when you're older. Infant.
Because in the infant, you still have so many stem cells.
So quickly. Yeah,
that it heals quick. And that's the thing. You, as an adult,
my dick looks good,
it'll
man.
Fuck it up.
It looks really good.
Oh, God, yeah, Dutch. Does. Enough.
I have a really good looking dick. I mean,
that was clean.
It's really good looking and clean and dry. I don't have my pee sitting on the head of my, just festering all
That's
day.
That's not what happened.
It really doesn't.
You
like,
asshole. You pull the foreskin
sir.
Back when you pee. You pull the foreskin back when you pee.
Smelly, dirty immigrant liars.
Are you going to get upset?
Well,
at
we'll tell you what. At the live event, Dutch, you get drunk enough, follow me into the bathroom, and then you can observe me at a urinal.
I'm going to get drunk. I'll do that. We'll do the dick smelling contest at the live event.
Okay. My dick's going to be sparkling.
Are gonna dick
you can smell my dick.
I'm showering until the live event is over.
You could smell my dick all day. I'm fine with a dick smelling contest. That's perfectly fine. Well, we have to be clothed, obviously. But yeah, since we have to get money.
She smells like fish.
Since the only people that are getting our money are fucking. Since the only people that are getting our money are cats, we can do whatever the fuck we want, you know? So
we're also going to be driving us home later.
Mm-hmm. Is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
The cats are driving us home? That's right. Oh, my God.
I get a fish sandwich.
Because of Gruber.
The future is meow, guys.
The future is meow.
Right, meow.
More like radio. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep key.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in.
This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, well.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now DGB, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front DGB. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also, download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
The Taco Bell Dana Carvey Show would like to present Germans who say nice things.
Our friendship is very important to me. Let's all pile into the minivan and go get some frozen yogurt. Would you like a back rub? You look beautiful in a tube top. I would like to volunteer for the bake sale. It was a pleasure babysitting Kevin. Let's make snow angels. You are not getting older, you are getting better. May I interest you in a collection of soaps? Mr. Holland's Opus is the feel-good movie of the year.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, 99 Luftballons.
I forgot about that bit.
Yeah, dude, that was...
Luftballons.
That only had one season, Dana Carvey's, but that was actually a lot of funny things in that. Stephen Colbert was in it. Steve Carell was in it.
Colbert or Carell?
Both.
That sounded like Carell.
Corbell,
the champagne was featured.
Yes, both of them were in it. Actually, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, it was
Carell and Carvey. I thought.
Yeah, pull up the cast.
Carell, Carvey.
I'm talking about that one bit.
Oh, that was Carell and Carvey. Yes, correct. Carell and Carvey, correct. You fucking cunt. So yes, we are back live. You can leave line on Loft Balloons. Yeah, remember this song?
How could I forget?
I like the Goldfinger version better.
Yes, yeah, they did a really good job.
That's a pretty good version. So we are back, second hour. What should we go to next? Marie, do you have something for me or?
I have the Goldfinger version of 99 Loft Balloons.
No, I don't want to hear that.
Play it.
Well, that's that part.
Wow, it's a really short song. What were you going to say, Marie?
I got something.
Yeah.
Chocolate Butter to Cumberbatch.
Ooh. What happened with Butter to Cumberbatch?
We're not doing this again.
No, this is different. This is different. This is for real. Stop it.
I'm doing it just for John. Because I know.
God, I love you so Stop much. It. Oh, my God. Is this real or is this an April Fool's joke? Is this real?
Well, I mean, you tell me if it looks real or not. But apparently this woman took a whole bunchy bunch of chocolate.
Wait. So what happened with Pooper Scooper Raptor Feet?
We're doing this.
That was mine. Oh, that was mine. That's on me there.
We're doing
I'll need a sandwich then.
Yeah.
He weighs more than 88 pounds, stands 6 feet tall, and is made out of 500 melted bars of thick, luxurious Belgian chocolate.
No, it's not Mario Batali.
Meet Benedict. Chocobotch.
What?
Benedict Chocobotch.
That's his real name?
Yes.
The real chocolate's name?
It's chocolate, and it's Benedict Cumberbatch, and it's Benedict Chocobatch. Mm-hmm. UK TV recreated the Sherlock star using hollow chocolate days before Easter, the biggest chocolate event on the UK calendar, in order to coincide with the launch of its new station focused on drama programs. So it's like a chocolate bunny, but it's a chocolate Benedict.
Cumberbatch.
So I guess he's hollow in the middle, huh?
Just like the real Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's like one of those eggs that have toys inside of it.
A Cadbury? No. Oh, the plastic ones.
Yeah.
Oh, Cadbury chocolate Benedict Cumberbatch? Cumberbatch won over the British actors such as David Tennant, Idris Elba, Sean Bean? Yeah. Ben.
Sean Bean.
Remember Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess he wasn't even in question for the chocolate creation. I guess British people voted for who they wanted to be made in chocolate on a poll. So Chocobatch, which was inspired by the actor's red carpet appearance, was...
Bumblebee Zinkleblop?
He was carved in detail by a team of 8 who worked to replicate his tailored red carpet look.
Dude, I'm getting dizzy, man.
Well, what did Zigzag Purple Snot do?
Well, Zigzag Purple Snot didn't do anything. I mean, people just voted for him to be made into chocolate for no reason except Easter. Isn't that how you guys celebrate Easter?
What did Licorice Laser Tag do? I'm sorry. They made him into chocolate.
Not even.
What is Easter?
Oh, my God. Not even once. Not even once, guys. The striking thing is Benedict is that he's not quite a thin face, but he's he has a large head. Jesus. So trying to get the right look, trying to get that look right is tricky.
Are we allowed to eat
him? To rock a rhyme.
Could we
That's
eat
right,
him?
On top. It's tricky.
I want to eat him.
You want to eat him?
Yeah.
I'm sure every woman in America wants to eat Boogalgarg Hooga Smack.
Well, yeah, especially on their time of the month where they want some chocolate.
Oh, come on.
What?
Ew.
Not what? Even once. Come on.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
What?
No.
I've never cared.
Nah. Doesn't really
it's care. Not about you, Dutch.
Yeah, it's not everything's about you.
You guys are saying it's gross. I'm saying it's okay.
Speaking of dick, is this Gawker story true or fake, Royce?
Which one?
I'm fine with it.
LBJ was obsessed with his dick.
No, this is real. I looked this up. This is real.
You Snopes
did? Wait, Lyndon B. Johnson?
Lyndon B. Johnson. This is real.
Lyndon B. Johnson was obsessed with his dick.
Yep.
One imagines that the mind of the president is constantly occupied with the fate of the free world. This probably explains, for instance, why George W. Bush could barely read. Lyndon
That's
B.
what I call my dick, the free world.
Joe Hager. Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
This is the tapes that were released recently. This is Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh, I've heard this before. Yeah. This is recent. Like this.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks that he just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown. Yeah. And they're real lightweight. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear. Yes, I want a couple, maybe 3 of the light brown, kind of a almost powder color, like powder on a lady's face. Yes, then there were some green, and then maybe some other light pair. If you had a blue in that or black, I'd have one blue and one black. I need about 6 pairs around.
Oh my God, we get it.
Come in from work.
Now, I'm just a small town lawyer.
That was a president.
But when I ask for my slacks, they gotta fit at least 7 inch below the crotch. And if some people might think that's legal,
he's going there, dude.
He's going there, trust me.
And I need about a half an inch too tight in the waist.
Do you recall the exact size? I just wanted to be sure we get them right for you.
No, I don't know. You all just guessed at them, I think, son. But wouldn't you have the measurements there?
We'll find them for you.
I can send you a pair. I want them a half an inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 or 15 pounds a month. So leave me at least 2.5-3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up, and make these a half inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least an inch longer. My money and my knife, everything fall out. Wait just a minute.
By the way, the president used to carry a fucking knife. Before we even move on, the president used to rock around with change and a knife. Like a fucking Boy Scout.
Funny.
Why not?
Well, to be fair, JFK was president before him and was assassinated.
You're right. Good point. You need a knife.
I might need a knife just in case someone tries to take my head off.
You know, if you're driving through, you know, say a grassy knoll in Dallas and somebody shoots at you, you need to have
allegedly.
A knife.
Allegedly.
Hello?
Hello. Wow, even today they had that delay when you're trying to interview someone on the street.
Chair. The knife and your money comes out, so I need it at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So believe me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends.
Fucking!
Oh my God, he's drunk.
I love this fucking.
That is a presidential drunk. Burp.
Yeah.
Round under my back to my bunghole.
back to my presidential bunghole.
Did he just call it a bunghole?
Yeah, here, let's pick it.
You're back it up.
Back it up a bit.
When I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, leave me. You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, round under my, back to my bunghole.
All right, then.
So I can let it out there if I need to. Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
Where would you like to be?
You're president. You know,
first of all, who's recording this and why were they recording this?
They just were. I mean, I guess back then they used to record all the phone calls coming in that weren't on his private line. The 36th president of the United States reportedly refused to accept staff arguments that outfitting the shower with demanded features, including one nozzle aimed directly at the president's penis, which would require
a
great deal of plumbing. If I can move 10,000 troops in one day, you can certainly fix the bathroom any way I want, Johnson told the staff.
Yeah, but those are simpler times, and installing a penis nozzle in the shower was...
It was the 60s!
Simpler times.
Yeah, you needed a penis shower. I mean, simpler times unless you were black or gay.
They didn't even have the internet to be able to Google
Pretty much, if you weren't not white, it wasn't good.
They had the internet, but it took up like one story of like a building.
No, it wasn't the internet. The 36th president. Oh,
yes, it was.
He early became fabled for rabbles and mirthiness, urinating in a parking lot of the House office building as the urge took him. If the colleague came into a Capitol bathroom as he was finishing the urinal there, he would sometimes swing around still holding his member, which he liked to call Jumbo, hooting once. Have you ever seen anything as big as this? And shaking it.
LBJ rules. Carrying around a knife, pissing in parking lots, letting his nuts sing out, gaining 15 pounds every other month. He was the greatest.
Even one of the floors of the House and Senate, he would extravagantly rummage away at his groin, sometimes reaching his hand through a pocket and leaning with half-lifted leg for more access.
Yeah, pocket pool.
Wow. Fuck.
I love LBJ. He's my new favorite president.
Yeah, LBJ's my favorite president now, too. I need some more spice in my bunghole.
Yeah, where the zipper in, back my bunghole.
Back to my bunghole, I need more spice.
Maybe that's what LBJ stands for, long bunghole Johnson.
It is. That's what it stands, long bunghole Johnson. That's, you're right, LBJ. Yeah. Thank you.
Get a pair of LBJ slacks so you have long pockets, enough for your bunghole, and also for your dick.
And in case you're dropping or gaining 15 pounds every month.
Well, yeah, you just get elastic. He invented elastic.
Essentially.
Well, good for LBJ. That's funny. I want some of his presidential cock pants.
That was a man. Like, he just, you know.
I need space for my pocket knife in case any Negroes come around me. I got to be prepared.
This thing is called Jumbo. Take a look at this thing right here.
Hey. Look at the girl. Not no, just
see. This
the
is
length.
Circumcised like a normal civilized.
Don't movie, actually.
Not like them
you know what? It's
he
funny.
Can make a noise. Want to say hello? Hey, Jumbo, say hello. All right, put go back down there, Jumbo.
What?
He early became fabled for a rumor saying that he was urinating in the parking lot of the office, the House office building, as the urge took him.
Yeah, I just read that.
Oh, sorry. Where's the beef?
In his pants.
They call him Jumbo.
Whoa, Jumbo's hungry.
Yeah. That's what I want to see Tim Burton remake. His fucking LBJ's penis.
Have you ever seen anything as big as this?
Okay, next story. What a waste of a precious gift. Heart transplant recipient 17 dies in a high-speed police chase crash 2 years after hospital nearly denied him a new organ because of his bad behavior.
Come on.
April so if you're Fools. A dick, you can't get a new like liver or something like that?
It's
we're
a return.
Not going to give you something like that if you're going to go and, you know,
get in a high-speed chase. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, he's an upstanding citizen, as you can see by the pictures that Marie's posting.
Oh, clearly. And he's also a Ravens fan. Oh.
He got a heart transplant?
Yeah. A teenager who received a life-saving heart transplant 2 years ago after initially being denied because of his bad behavior has died following a high-speed car crash, or as they actually call it, Ryan Dunning or Paul Walkering. Anthony Stokes.
Oh, no. Come on.
Aha!
Anthony Stokes, 17, died on Tuesday after he crashed a stolen Honda.
Oh, come on.
Into a pole. Whoa, Polish American. As he fled the scene of an attempted burglary at an elderly woman's home in Roswell.
Of an attempted burglary?
Yep.
That car is
Oh, it's a convertible
fucked.
Honda.
Now it is. His death comes less than 2 years after he was given a second chance at life following a heart transplant at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
How old was the kid?
17. The boy from Decatur suffered from a dilated cardiomyopathy, so his heart was unable to pump enough blood. The condition can lead to irregular
Probably
heartbeats.
Probably because he's eating dollar bills, apparently.
Blood clots and...
Reposted a picture where he's got a stack of ones in his mouth.
Well, he's fucking crushing it.
Yeah, everyone knows it's a stack of ones.
He had been given just 6 to 9 months to live, but the hospital initially refused to put him on the waiting list for a new organ because they thought he would be a non-compliant with his treatment.
Good. Patients they should have.
Yeah, patients can be disqualified from getting a transplant if a hospital doubts they'll stick to the medication regime that the after the operation.
Because it's a human fucking heart, and how many people need human hearts?
And there's a lot of people
hearts?
Online.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many good Samaritans deserve to receive that heart? And this kid is...
You know what? I'm not going to say this lightly and mind my language, but this guy's a ragamuffin, okay? I'm not apologizing for that.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm
That's
not apologizing. I will not apologize for that. Stokes' mother, Melanie. This is real. Melanie,
was she stoked?
Melisandre?
She's probably stoked that that badass motherfucking kid of hers died.
At the time, the hospital said that Stokes had failed to take his medication in the past, so his history of noncompliance meant that he would be now put on the waiting list. But the family and friends alleged that
it was racism.
The low
right?
school grades and brushes of the law were the real reason he was ruled out. Stokes' mother, Melissa Hamilton, told reporters that her son, who wore a court-ordered monitoring device, had been stereotyped as a troubled teen.
Stereotyped? Or arrested?
I think the word you're looking for is arrested.
To go back to having the ones in his mouth. Maul says he's making those dollars go ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Following pressure from the national media coverage, the boy's family and civil rights group, the hospital backpedaled in August 2013 and the teenager
His
received...
His family is a civil rights group?
Yes.
Aren't they all, apparently?
That's how they got the heart.
Yep. The hospital backpedaled in August 2013 and the teenager received a new heart. After reviewing the situation, they said Anthony would be placed on the list for a heart transplant and then he would be the first in line due to his weakened heart condition, spokesman Mark Bell said.
Fart transplant and you said doo-doo.
Good catch on both.
Now to breaking news before the side look at the gunshot fire during a botched burglary that missed an elderly woman by an inch. That led to a high-speed chase, and then an innocent pedestrian nearly getting run over.
Was it an inch, or was it like 80 feet? Because old people don't have the greatest depth perception.
I don't know, Dutch. Was it cold outside?
Driver who led police on that chase died at the hospital a short time ago. CBS 46's Mike Paluska has been on the scene.
Mike Paluska?
Whoa, Mike the Beluska Paluska?
From Tuscaloosa. From Tuscaloosa, actually.
Oh, my God. Mike the Beluska Paluska from Tuluska. Dude, this guy is a Midwest pie-eating champion.
Not many people know that about him.
All afternoon. Mike, what else can you tell us tonight?
Scott, we're getting a
fucking delay.
Oh, my God.
Well, every time.
I can't handle it anymore.
We should
Not
just,
even once.
We should just repost every news video. When that happens, we have a picture of Tom DeLay in between when
Mitch,
they're not talking.
Mitch, if you're listening. Mitch,
and we'll call it Tom DeLay. Tom News DeLay.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's a good one.
And then Tom DeLay for how many seconds? And you count the seconds down of what's the Tom DeLay.
What I was going to say is Mitch should do a super cut of just the awkward silence. Nothing else between reporter to
the
reporter.
The last thing they said and the time it takes
exactly.
while they're staring
That's
in the camera
all.
Before they say something.
I want a goddamn super cut of it.
Just a montage of all the reporters that do that.
Yep. Have like the 24 TV series like countdown clock.
Beep, beep, beep. That would be good. I like, oh, fuck. Don't no one steal it. All right, here we go.
Paluska has been on the scene all afternoon. Mike, what else can you tell us tonight?
Tom DeLay. Scott, we're getting a lot more information.
I like that you have to...
Yeah, I'm here with whatever's going on in a story I haven't been paying attention to.
Tonight cars driving back and forth. Breeze hitting the back of your head. Is it good for you? Film at 11.
Driver is 17 years old. His name is Anthony Stokes, and we're told by the Roswell Police Department that he was actually
driving... Get the fuck out of here, please.
...driving a stolen car out of Dunwoody. He stole that car moments before the...
That's a real. That's a real city, Dunwoody.
Dunwoody.
Yeah, Dunwoody, Georgia.
Dunwoody, Georgia.
Oh.
Burglary. He wrapped that car around the pole you're looking at right here and sent a pedestrian to the hospital when he hit her.
No,
this is the
very unnewsy term, wrapping a car around a pole. Like, yeah. That's
he smashed this bitch up.
He Ryan Dunn left the shit out of that.
It's fucking yeah,
one too many cold bars one night, wrap himself around a telephone pole. Go.
I was gonna say that's you. Well,
yep.
Behind from a flustered burglary suspect, police say the masked man kicked in the door of this Roswell home, but didn't realize an elderly woman was there too. Surprised, police say he shot at the woman as she ran to a back room and called 911.
What a dick!
Why would Seriously? You shoot at an old lady?
You know, this guy has no heart.
Aww, I see what you did there.
I don't like what you just did there.
He's kind of funny.
The that's funny. I'm funny.
Or how about they say it was a masked man? Where is he? Where's the triggers?
Was Tom DeLay really on Dancing with the Stars?
Whoa, where's the African Americans, John?
Took off in a black car.
5-10 minutes later, the
African American car?
It was African American top on Alpharetta Street.
That led to a high-speed chase down Alpharetta Highway. Tire marks show where 17-year-old Anthony Stokes couldn't make the turn. Unable to stop, Stokes jumped the curb, hit another car, then slammed...
Started breakdancing erratically.
...into a pedestrian.
She got hit by the car, and she went 10...
Oh, man on the streets. Man on the streets.
She got hit by the car, and we did
Hold on, was he Hispanic?
No, he wasn't Hispanic. He was just fucking weird. No, I'm not a weirdo. I'm from New Jersey. Here.
Go. In the air.
Tony Collada saw the whole thing, including the suspect.
Wait. Tony the Rocket Collada?
No, I think you're referring to Tony Ice Collada Collada.
Oh, you're right. The coffee baron. I know. I remember now. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Pinned in the car. At that point, there was no escape.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm
so sorry.
The lady that got hit.
Georgia State Patrol are the lead investigators on the crash. They will determine if chase procedures were followed.
When we responded to the house...
She responded to it? Really?
The lady, the homeowner...
To the house?
Yeah,
to
when
her bank regulations when she to do with anything.
When she responded to
the house yelled at me like Pee Wee Herman, and I responded to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said the magic word!
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Remember? Pee-wee's already yelled.
Yes.
Yeah. Shot at. That puts us, at high alert and concern for the safety at large and for ourselves when we're, looking for a suspect.
Fucking DeLay. Tom DeLay.
And the Georgia State Patrol just released the name of the pedestrian that was hit here right behind me. We're told that she is 33 years old. Her name is Clement.
Mestrian the pedestrian.
Tina Hernandez, and she is from...
Oh, did you hear Spanish? Hold on.
Susan.
This is the most racist we've ever been.
No, hold on. This guy did the typical, I'm going to speak proper, then I'm going to say, Venezuela.
There were news people like...
I hate it.
Colombia.
Over the top to be correct with their... Yeah, yeah.
Yes, actually, she was from Bogota.
It's like when you see Alex Trebek speak French on Jeopardy.
You speak Canadian, you asshole.
And the Georgia State Patrol just released the name of the pedestrian that was hit here right behind me. We're told that she is 33 years old. Her name is Clementina.
I'm actually standing in her blood right now. That's how close we are to this scene, John.
Smells good.
Right behind me, we're told that she is 33 years old. Her name is Clementina Hernandez, and she is from here in Roswell. She is recovering now up the street at North Fulton Hospital. Her condition at this point still
is hilarious.
Unknown. We're live here in Roswell. And
Hernandez.
This is unknown because I actually haven't gone into the hospital to check.
You know, I don't even know what I'm doing here. This fucking.
Oh, and
I'm just waiting until you die so I can get anchor position, John.
Come on, and I'm looking for you. Coming right at you.
Come at you, bro.
Chameleon.
Marie, do you have anything for me that would be a fun
Winnipeg game? Youth Center criticized after crybaby award is given to boy.
You're crybaby.
The program director of an inner city youth center. The program director of an inner city youth center is being criticized Sunday after handing out a K Captain Crybaby Award to an 8-year-old boy.
That is awesome.
I want to shake whoever gave that man's hand. That's amazing.
Following an annual sports tournament, the West Broadway Youth Outreach Wibyo Center held its annual hockey and basketball tournament over the weekend.
By the way, they make them play basketball on
hockey
ice.
Hockey on the ice?
And basketball?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's tough. It's really tough.
The donation and volunteer-based not-for-profit has been a positive
HIV positive.
In the West End, providing kids
aged
4 to 13 free year-round programming for over 20 years. As the tournament wraps up every year, joke awards are given out to participants.
Yes.
Ken Opalaki, the center's director.
Are you doing reporter thing now where you're going to pronounce all the...
Opalaki.
Opa, not going to work here anymore.
Ken Opalaki. Opalaki.
Opalaka. Indian reservation.
Opalaki. Opalaka. Opalaki.
Opalaka. Opalaka. We are children. We are a bunch of stupid children. Sorry,
okay, I'm going to call him Ken Opalakaka.
Oh my God, look at the frumps in that picture.
Oh my God, it's Frump Force 4.
Oh no, it's Frump City, USA. Shit.
Yes.
They're all fucking professional frumps.
Oh, sorry.
They're all professional frumps in this picture. There's a picture here of poor people talking about outrage over Captain Crybaby Award. They're all a bunch of frumps.
Captain
and the one in the upper right hand corner, she's got a Mr. T chain.
Well, she does.
Looks like she needs to call a wambulance.
Yes. Ken Opalakaka, the center's director, said the joke awards are meant to cap off the event with a little funniness for the kids.
I love it when they throw a little humor in there for the kiddos.
And have always been well received. The participant of the Crybaby Award was also sent home with a bag of diapers and a soother.
That's hilarious.
Now, was the kid offended by this, or were you taking a good stride?
No, the kid was fine with it, actually.
One of the boys' family members.
One of the boys'
parents.
One of the boys' family members posted a copy of the Crybaby certificate online.
No, it wasn't the mom. The mom was fine with it, too, believe it or not.
Which attracted the ire of many on Facebook.
The family member that posted it as a joke.
Commenters called the joke unacceptable.
Fuck you.
And a form of bullying.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Why do people feel like they need to defend people who don't need
to be
defended?
The people aren't offended. The kid laughed at it because I'm sure it was an inside joke. They're all kids. They're joking around. They were fine. Who gives a fuck? You're a professional asshole.
You know, your ageism, because babies can't help it when they cry. And for you to compare it to that is just another
fucking
form of handicap and bullying.
Professional victims.
You want to know what Facebook comments they received? This child didn't feel bullied. He was bullied. And until you realize that, you don't get it.
God.
Fuck.
We just do what we
do.
Ew. The station is finished.
Ew.
Did you guys not read the Jim Norton wrote an article for the New York Times this morning about this?
No, I didn't read it.
It's about how we as a culture are a bunch of self-important narcissists.
Oh, really?
It was this big thing about how
breaking
people
the lid
are,
off that one.
Yeah. Are being offended, and everybody is is entitled to be offended. But everybody, it doesn't matter how offended you are, people are entitled to offend you as well. Like it was this big thing that he was saying how people are just, you know, everybody's in a rush to be offended. Everybody has these lines drawn in the sand, and as soon as somebody crosses it, there's outrage. Oh my God, they offended me, and I have to make a big deal out of it because I feel offended.
Okay, here's the thing. Terms like outrage and offend, the fact that people use them for dumb things like this, it diminishes
the word. Exactly.
You should be outraged and offended if someone got beheaded in Times Square.
Yes.
And then
exactly.
They videotaped it and put it all over the.
That's
like,
outrage.
That's offensive. Why is that up? Like, those are just fucking terms that should not be used for something like this.
It's not outrage. It's silly.
But the baby was a crybaby.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
What? So then they're soon watch this. I'm already marking. Like they're
market,
gonna call.
Mark it on your fucking calendars. Set your Casio watches. Right. Here comes a John prediction, guys.
Yes.
They're going to try to ban the word crybaby.
God, he was so frigging buff. I couldn't believe it.
Like your
replace it with buff baby.
Like your buff baby.
That's all. God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
Oops, I didn't mean to hit it again. My fat fingered it, Dutch. I was typing, and I actually was going to type.
I never fat finger things.
Shut up, you're Captain Fat Fingers.
I am. Please stop trying to fat.
If that was
people.
Your X-Men power, it would be to fat finger things. You're the worst X-Men.
Twice.
You're
not worst. Twice, but like the same, like two at the same time.
Fuck, you ruined the Danger Room again. God damn it, Dutch. Sorry, I fat fingered it and fucking killed Jubilee. My bad. I didn't mean that.
Nobody Whoops. Cares.
Oh, it's Jubilee, though. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck.
So, Ken Opalakaka.
Back to Opalakaka.
Oh, we were doing a story.
Back to Ken Opalakaka. He had to issue an apology, of course.
Let me guess. Then the guy got fired or resigned or whatever. It's some stupid shit.
Oh, I don't think so. I haven't scrolled that far down. So far, he's not fired. Mm-hmm. His apology was, I can understand how in this instance my humor was not appropriate and showed a lack of judgment. I never meant to make a child feel bad about himself. That's not how we live and work at West Broadway Youth Outreach.
Can I ask a question? All these people that get offended, have they ever been on Twitter? And when they go on, do they kill themselves? Because I'm just curious, because that's just a bunch of unfiltered garbage. How do they get offended by dumb, stupid? It annoys me.
It is a strange dichotomy that, like, nowadays with social media, like, people are saying the worst things to each other.
Yeah, worse than ever.
On one end, and then the other end, it's like people get pissed off from things like
my feelings are hurting. But you're not allowed to make fun of somebody that's not famous. But you're so allowed to make fun of somebody who is famous.
Yes,
because they have the money to deal with the offensiveness of what.
Fuck famous. I mean, dude, like we're like a marginal, you know, internet radio show, and the amount of bullshit that we get on it.
Remember when you saw Scarlett Johansson's naked pictures? I didn't do that. You know why I didn't do that? Because I wouldn't rape her. But I remember Dutch, you did it. You're fucking rapist.
I rape the shit out of Scarlett Johansson.
But sure.
Rape is a really weird Apple app.
No, my point is, I'm bringing it back to you guys said celeb. No, you can't even make fun of celebrities anymore because remember they were saying, oh, that's rape because those pictures went out. Shut up.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Maybe Ken Opalakaka will apologize for that too.
Maybe Hopefully. He'll stop raping chicks.
I think we need John to apologize.
John, can you apologize, please?
Sure, I can. That's
okay. Shit, I don't have it.
Just, Marie, do you have it? Yeah.
Does anybody have the music?
Sorry.
Oh, man, that delay.
I got it. Tom Delay. Tom Delay.
I hit it, but it said location of file not found. So it's somewhere.
I'm here on the scene of John apologizing.
The music hasn't been found yet.
It's still out there. No word on if it's coming or not.
That's
what she said.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, is it me or you?
We got it.
It's me.
So, I mean, in light of all of this, you know, this crybaby outrage, you know, like, I mean, only one, you know, can, you know, just digress. And
John, you're not being somber enough.
I mean, from the deepest, darkest pits of my soul.
Your foreskin.
And my foreskin. Yes. If you can just find it in any of your hearts to just forgive and forget, just move past this. You know, because there are greener pastures on the other side of that
Speaking
fence.
Of greener, is my foreskin infected?
And if it is, you really should just, you know, get it checked out.
Don't talk to me. Address the bitch. Do not talk to the man behind the curtain. You keep apologizing.
So, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I mean, we in this day and age, you know, we have to, you know, cater to everyone's needs, those being special and or not special. So
I think the correct term is retarded.
But that's neither here nor there. These words
that's
come straight from the heart. And just
now, that's
make
a
sure
person
to,
who gives hand
know,
jobs at a massage place, right? A misogynist.
Yeah, misogynistic massage parlor. It's
all right,
down
cut
on
the goddamn music.
Street.
I'm done. We're done apologizing. I will not apologize for my tone tonight.
I will not apologize for my misogyny.
I could keep going.
Hold on, I'm seeing Dutch pulling it up right now. Give it a sec.
And I will not apologize for my tone tonight.
There you go.
I always know when I always see when Dutch turns away to find a clip. I always try to get a little time.
Yeah, because I have another clip computer over here on the left side.
And that's an older one, too, so that's a harder one
to
get.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
You can see the light go off in his head. Yeah, ooh, I have a sound clip for this. There it is.
It always helps when he says the exact clip.
Hey, guys, guess what, though?
Chicken butt.
Guess what?
What?
The mom was offended at Facebook and was yelling at the Facebook people.
Really?
Saying, get over it, Facebook.
You fucking faggots.
Fucking faggots.
Can you imagine if that was the reply?
You guys are the real crybabies.
Can you imagine if that was the mom's reply?
You fucking crybaby faggots.
Fucking faggots.
Oh my god.
Why don't you go cry to your mama? I'll keep making my post and you can cry to someone else.
Oh, you want to cry about it? Oh, you want to make a little sad emoji, Mom? You want to hit send and post? You want to go on Facebook's net settings and just say, hey, I'm really offended? You want to dispute this? Oh, you're going to cry about it? Oh, what do you want? You want to get some ice cream? No, you want McDonald's? Oh, that's because you're fat. Oh, you want a fat cry baby?
Where'd everybody go?
John, is that how your brain talks
Shut
to
up.
You?
John's in the zone right now.
That's what happened every morning. Did I lose my feed? I just blacked out for a second.
John's in the fucking zone. Leave him alone.
You're gay and stop being such a bag.
Whoa, Perez. Come on. You're better than that.
Whoa.
Whoa, it's Paris, not Perez.
Bags. It's for fucking men.
Oh, fuck.
That was fun. Well, speaking of fags, Oakland pitcher Sean Doolittle and girlfriend buy tickets to fill stadium.
Wait,
on
what's the team's name? Oakland what?
Oakland.
More like the Oakland Gays.
Sean Dr. Doolittle. Boys,
you have to let her fit.
I nailed it. It was a pre-joke.
I didn't even say
Sorry, go ahead. I'll try again. Let me try again. Go ahead.
Oakland pitcher Sean Doolittle.
Keep reading.
And girlfriend buy tickets to fill stadium on LGBT night?
Mm-hmm. More like the Oakland Gays.
She didn't say the Oakland
A's. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Nobody said it.
Keep reading. Sorry.
Latest news. Mm-hmm. Gay Kentucky baseball.
Is it breaking news?
Sure. Go ahead.
That's all you get.
Oh, wait. Wrong story. Go ahead.
When the Oakland A's.
Take it away, Frank.
Royce. Right. Get ready. Get ready for it. The Oakland A's announced.
Go on.
That they would have an LGBT.
More like the Oakland Gays.
You come too soon and then you don't come at all.
Whoa.
Urban City Athletics. Let's get it right, guys.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, go ahead.
When the Oakland A's announced that they would have an LGBT night on June 17th, some season ticket holders said they didn't want to go to the game. Enter pitcher Sean Doolittle and his girlfriend, Liza Doolittle, who said that they would buy any tickets for the game that no
Why
one...
the Oakland Gays?
Time out. Liza Doolittle was the name of that character from My Fair Lady.
Yes, yeah. I know. That's I know. Not her real name. It was a fake name. I just said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
That went straight over my head.
I shouldn't joke about this.
I thought it was you made a joke and I'm just dumb.
I made a My Fair Lady joke and you were really excited because you know all musicals somehow. And
I know, and I figured someone else should be as gay as me for knowing that shit.
Yep, and that person
make
is
a joke
me.
About it and thinking anybody in our audience aside from me would actually get it, and I didn't even get it.
I'm lesbian enough to know who Liza Doolittle is. That was clean.
Go on.
By the way, could she talk to animals?
That was 8:45.
Yep. All right. Anywho.
And also just factual.
So Sean.
Oakland Gays.
Where's the beef?
So Sean Doolittle of the Oakland A's bought out any stadium tickets that weren't sold on LGBT night because.
Because reasons.
Because his girlfriend. Because I guess his girlfriend's. His girlfriend has two moms?
What?
Wait, so why would he buy out the tickets that weren't sold, preventing gays to show... You know what? Who don't buy them ahead of time. They just
because
want to show
no one,
up.
He's saying after other people try to buy the tickets and then don't buy the remaining ones, that he would purchase them. Not preventing people, but just saying, I'm going to fill up the rest of the seats.
With what?
He's giving...
With gays!
I understand what he's doing. He's trying to do like some kind of like a gay goodwill gesture, but that's a weird way to do it.
Yep.
You're a weird
Let's
way
see.
To do it.
How about you
buy the tickets and then hand them out at like every like gay bar in town? Like that would make more sense.
They also started a GoFundMe program to fill the stadium with any remaining tickets. Her boyfriend, Sean Doolittle, has agreed to match any tickets she purchases. Here's a letter from, I guess, his girlfriend or his girlfriend's mom or his girlfriend's other mom. I'm not really sure.
She has two moms.
My two moms. Dear season ticket holders who wish to sell their tickets for LGBT Pride Night, everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, and as long as nobody's
Except
getting hurt,
Mexicans.
I'm happy. I also can't stop you from selling your tickets. I won't tell you that you are wrong or that you are not allowed to think or act that way, but you're wrong and you're not allowed to think or act that way.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's pretty.
Is you never okay?
You I've never been to go a full bunch gay
of baseball games, and you don't know ahead of time what the fucking like. We would just show up, and be like, "Hey, by the way, it's bobblehead night," and you just get hanging out a bobblehead. Hey, by the way, it's like bats that look like or hot dogs that look like bats night. It's like, oh, cool. Hey, you're getting a blowjob tonight. All right, nice. Thanks, Sally. Like, they have every night is something random. Nobody was not going to the game because they knew it was LGBT, back gay, up. Tranny, whatever night.
Back up. When's blowjob night?
I don't know. You never know. Nobody knows.
They have a
you
tranny
never know
night?
What night is until you actually go to the game. Then you find out what it is when you walk in and they hand you something free.
So many people are going to start going to baseball games hoping that it's blowjob night.
It happens all the time.
Blowjobs? Yeah,
They actually call it three dog night or three dong night.
Three dong night?
Frack. Three dog night.
Anywho, so yeah, there's a letter saying like, hey, go to the game, even though it's LGBT Pride Night.
It's another one of those things that they're just like, hey, look how awesome and charitable and great I am. Stunts. Because you never know what the night is until you show up.
Yep.
Especially for ticket season holders or nobody was not going because they knew it was that.
Or everyone.
They're not
was
going
because
it's the athletics. And
they're not
suck.
Going because it's exactly. baseball and it's fucking April. It's not October
yet.
Nobody's
got a preseason.
Nobody is going right now to baseball games. Fucking asshole.
Nobody goes until like you know either after. Opening day, midseason when you have nothing to do on the weekend, and then
or the playoff
time.
Yeah.
I went to a baseball game once. It was awful.
It was terrible.
Not even once.
Not even once.
Baseball games. You guys don't like going to ball games?
No, because no. I don't like getting drunk. I don't like getting drunk in public for $7 a beer.
But Dutch, here's the thing. They've
you didn't
moved
go on free beer night.
Oh, they've moved the Marlins Stadium so south into Miami that it's not safe.
It's not safe. He's right.
Really?
It's not safe.
It really
oh,
is
yeah,
not.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
You don't want to go there.
You don't want to go down there.
All right. 40 children by 20 mothers.
40 by 20? That's
white guy. The freckles. No.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, it's
that's
white guy.
That's a bad form of measurement.
Here you
please
go.
Post a picture of this son of a bitch.
Here you go.
Oh, he's not attractive
he
at all.
He is a potent.
Whoa.
What the? Eh, he's old, but I
want
to
see him doing
it
a long time.
In his sexy days.
Recovering alcoholic Mike Halpin, this from South Wales, says he has so many children he would not recognize all of them. A recovering alcoholic.
You can't recognize 40 people.
No, it's too many.
He has boasted about having 40 children by 20 women. Unemployed.
Well, yeah.
Former fairground operator. So he's a carny. Mike Halpin of South Wales has
it's all the people he got kids with were carnies.
Has children aged between 3 and 37, but says he has so many he would not recognize all of them. Despite this, the 56-year-old said, "Oh God, yes, of course I do. I'm only 56. I'd never stop."
He's 56. He looks awful.
In the Bible, God says, "Go forth and multiply." I'm doing what God wants.
No, God wanted him to do math problems.
Oh, fucking! He got confused.
God wanted us to learn our times table. So he was like, "Go forth and multiply, and then divide."
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's.
Yeah,
and as
he in that picture that Marie just posted, he kind of looks like a very old and very outdated Jason Mewes.
I'm fertile as sin. I don't believe in contraception, and I love sex. I've got 22 kids.
Don't believe in contraception.
That's what he said.
It exists, you dumb fuck.
No, it's
I don't believe in it.
I don't believe it. It doesn't exist.
I've got 22 kids that carry my name, and there's about 18, probably
well,
a few more that I don't know.
Girls you're fucking? How about you?
He's got 22 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Mr. Halpin has been married 3 times and lives in his
garage.
His fiance lives with his fiance Diane and 2 of his children. He told.
How did the other 2 women agree to that?
I don't
know.
Oh
my God, he plays PlayStation.
Mr. Halpin has been married 3 times and already read that. He says, due to my drinking and my womanizing, most of my kids have gone through the care system and it makes me feel like shit because they've suffered. They took them from me because I was an alcoholic. I'm still an alcoholic. It's just I don't practice it.
You don't practice alcoholism?
No, he does not.
Yeah, he had a chance to go to the big leagues and he had to get pushed back down to minor.
Yep.
Triple A, AAA.
When they went into care, I made a promise that no matter how long it took, I will get my kids home. I miss all the fun we used to have. So I guess getting them back, my life will be set. My life will be perfect. A lot of
people trying to get all 20 of them back.
Yeah, to get
all
more money.
All 40 of them
to
back.
Get all 40.
All 40, sorry. He's
bringing the band back together.
To get money from the fucking government. So a lot
people,
of people.
People like this should be killed.
Yeah.
Like they shouldn't be allowed to exist on Earth because they're going to populate the Earth with more shitty people.
Not killed. Chemically castrated.
Oh, yeah. Cut his dick off.
There you go. That's not chemically castrated.
There you go.
I said chemically castrated, not cut his dick off. There's a difference.
Just the fact that like that
burn his dick off
can reproduce more shitty people. It's just
it's idiocracy. A lot of
oh, I like that movie.
A lot of people.
I like money.
I like money. God damn it!
Oh, I'm playing it.
Oh, I like money.
A lot of people turned their back on me when they went into care. I made a promise. No matter how long it took, I will get my kids home. He says
no one wants to go home to that.
What? Like to a carnival.
Fred, what's his name?
I don't, Mike.
Armstrong.
Mike, what are you doing? Like, you delusional. Kill him.
I've got so
this
much
is the problem with the world, by the way. That motherfucker.
Joel, don't you have a family of 20-some odd people?
Yeah, 11 are adopted. We're all very well stable and have good jobs. This piece of shit is fucking. And they're all with one mom. Mm-hmm.
And apparently, he has enough money to get a huge family tree back tattoo.
He does.
He sure
so,
does.
I mean, I'm taught this guy's with 20 different women. My dad was with one woman. They're divorced now, so I guess that just kind of kills my point. But
some are adopted, so it's not all by one woman.
Well, 11 are adopted, 12 biological, well, all here's, with the same parents.
Here's another fun story about parenthood. Florida woman finds naked burglar in bed with son.
That's not what?
Well, yeah. Naked hamburglar?
Yeah. Florida woman finds
rubble.
Naked burglar in bed with son, cops say. God damn it, Marie. Don't do it. Okay, good. It's low.
Happening today, the suspect in a disturbing crime is going to face a judge in just a few hours. Police say the man you see right here broke into a home and climbed in bed naked with a 10-year-old boy. They tell us it happened early yesterday morning. That man broke into a home near 22nd North and East Rampart. ABC Action News reporter Ashley Yore is live in Tampa right now. And Ashley, we're hearing that police are concerned that the suspect may have done something like this before.
Tom DeLay.
I'm excited about reading.
I'm here at the site.
Did you hear how many Tom DeLays?
Molester was molesting the kids.
Dutch, that was three Tom DeLays.
Police
list
are
back.
Saying
count them
back like this before.
Tom DeLay. Hold on, let me back it up.
Tom DeLay.
So we're hearing that police are concerned that the suspect may have done something like this before.
Tom DeLay.
That's what police.
Wow, that's a lot.
Saying this morning, Dia, and they want you to take a close look
at
this
their
picture,
penis.
Share it with your friends to make sure that none of your kids have seen this man before.
Naked in their bed.
Take a look at his picture.
Make sure he's not naked in their bed.
Ernest Reed Johnson. And here's what happened. Police say a woman went in to check on her 10-year-old son early yesterday morning, and she found Johnson naked in bed with her son. Then police say he ran and jumped out the window. The canines tracked Johnson, sent to his own home a few blocks away. And people living there say it was an unofficial sober living facility. Records show Johnson has an indecent exposure charge out of Sarasota and has now violated his parole. The Tampa police...
Oh, you get in bed with one 10-year-old naked and all of a sudden you violate your parole?
It has. Story of
my life, haven't been able
bro.
To find Johnson on
any
sex... registered sex offender list, which could mean that any prior crimes didn't happen in this area. But take a look at this. This is our mobile website here.
What's a mobile website?
You can share Johnson's picture with your friends.
Hold on. Are they plugging their website during a report?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. How else are you going to get viewers?
Again, we want to make sure
I want to trash them, but to be honest, this is the third time you're like, here's his face. You find this fucking piece of shit. Like, they're going out of their way. Like, we need to bring this guy in.
Contact police. You can do that on Facebook and Twitter, ABC Action.
They plug their Facebook and Twitter, too.
Okay, never mind.
News. Reporting live downtown, I'm Ashley Yore, ABC Action News.
Cool. You remember they have a Facebook and Twitter. Now, let's see how good the reporting was. What was the guy's name? Anyone that just heard the story, what were the guy's name?
ABC Action.
Tom DeLay?
No, you see, nobody knows. So she's a terrible reporter, and I'm not going to go to her stupid website because I don't even remember it. So you could have even been right. I know it wasn't Tom DeLay, obviously, but
first of all, by the way, was he just taking a nap with the kid or was he fucking him? Like what?
He was in bed,
he was naked,
laying in bed with him.
Does that make it okay?
What if he was like a time traveler and like
he's a mass burglar that came in to take a nap with a kid nude?
What do you mean a time traveler?
Is like, that what happened? Or
you're right.
Anymore?
Hold on, John has a good point. John,
yeah, like Terminator rules. His time portal opened up in this kid's bedroom, and everyone knows that once you go through the time portal, you lose all your clothes.
Right. So what if he's a Terminator, Dutch? You didn't even think about that, did you?
It is Terminator rules.
Fucking idiot! You're such an idiot, Dutch. You never think of the obvious things.
Not even once.
Come on.
That's why I'm an idiot.
Well, we might as well finish
up. I have a thousand other reasons why I'm an idiot.
Me too.
One more Florida story. Judge fighting for job as panel reviews scuffle.
Like scuffling of the shoes?
Like a fight. Tension between Brevard County and... tension between Brevard County Judge John C. Murphy, who became RoboCop.
Whoa, RoboCop.
Yeah. As Assistant Public Defender Andrew Weinstock... resulted in a challenge, an apparent fight that just outside of the courtroom of Vera on Monday morning. A panel is reviewing...
So much better than beer
a
broth.
A judge fist fought an attorney in Florida. Just to be clear, what happened.
You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
A panel is reviewing evidence in the case of a Brevard judge who scuffled with a public defender. A Brevard County judge who told a public defender during the 2014 courtroom hearing that he would beat his ass... faced a hearing panel Monday telling members that he did not hit... the attorney. I did not hit her.
I did not hit her.
It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. That he did telling members that he did not hit members. Did he not hit the attorney during a scuffle? But concerned his anger
I
got the best.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I'm the one in charge of what I do. I'm the one who said those things, Judge John C. Murphy, RoboCop, told six-member panel during the first day of testimony.
What would that have to do with anything? I'm in charge, by the way. Just in case you guys forgot, I'm a judge. I'm in charge. Mm-hmm.
And the two-day hearing at Moore Justice Center in Vera. The group made up of two attorneys, two judges, two citizens reviewing charges of the Murphy Act inappropriately.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
During the June
and
2nd
a pizza
scuffle,
place.
Assistant Public Defender Weinstock said that he continued to preside over seven cases despite Weinstock's departure following a hallway confrontation. The Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission's panel will ultimately recommend the Florida Supreme Court whether the judge first elected in 2006 will keep his job.
So an old dude got in a fight with another old dude in a hallway?
One was a judge, and it wasn't in a hallway. It was in
the
courtroom.
Was it with the candlestick in the study with Mr. Body?
No. It was in the kitchen with the wrench.
You guys are just
playing, by the butler.
Are you guys just playing Clue now?
No, actually, I'm watching Clue right now, and I'm like really into it.
Are you not?
No, I'm not.
I just broke out the game.
God, you should have told me. I would have played. I love Clue.
Okay, it's a good
Damn
game.
Damn it.
I don't think I've actually ever played it.
Yeah, you know, it's like Monopoly, but worse.
Yeah, you have to think.
Yeah. Of
awful games.
Fucking remember board games and how terrible they were?
Risk was the only actually fun one, but it took way too long.
It did always take too long.
Like, we always lied to each
other. Instead of giving me 10,000 troops, how do we have 10? And we'll roll on those.
Yep.
It came way faster.
But having Russia and Brazil was great.
It was, because you had you could only get attacked from one end on either side.
Have you guys ever played Chris Kattan?
No, what's Chris Kattan?
Settlers of Kattan.
Yeah, Settlers of Chris Kattan.
No, that's all right, guys.
Thank you. SNL cast member?
Dutch. Another joke over Dutch's head. So we are we definitely want to plug the live event one more time. April 25th. Sorry, April 25th at Preservation Hall. We're going to be supporting Big Cat Rescue. So,
meow.
Yes, make sure to go.
The future's meow.
The future is meow.
The future is meow.
Stop it. Don't
now,
do that.
It is happening.
Saturday, April 25th from 8 p.m. Well, 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. Oh, just show up at 8,
just
fuckers.
Fucking whatever.
And it's in downtown Lakeland, Florida. More Like Radio Live 3, Moxie Killed the Radio Star, featuring the Moxie Femme Burlesque Troupe. So there will be some singing, some dancing, some joking, some raffles, some big cat stuff.
Titties.
Some big booties, some titties.
And a lot of dick smelling.
A lot of cock smelling.
Tons of dick smelling.
All right, guys.
Ooh. Slapping. This is going to be a butt slapping good time.
A Thanks John stand up spank down.
Oh, by the way, another fun announcement. Starting when Game of Thrones start this month, we're going to start doing the Game of Thrones podcast. And
Woo,
the new time and date is we're going to be doing it live after Hippo Juice. So we're just going to knock it out.
Well, hold on. When does it air?
It airs Sunday. So we give everybody time to watch it. You know, people don't ever watch it on Sunday because that was the biggest problem.
A few
remember
days to the ones who do have the
remember
recorder.
Last
okay,
time
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, Dutch, I don't remember if you didn't do much because you weren't caught up. But The prom people complained about is they didn't want to listen live because they hadn't watched a show yet.
Right. Okay, we want it.
So you get in the middle of the week, and it's like if you can't
that
do
way,
that,
then everyone
could
watch it, and then you know.
So watch it, motherfuckers.
Yes. All right. So stay tuned for that, and also tomorrow, Cousin Joe's show. Also, stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, guys.